This is Northwest Previews. I'm Krista Wessel. In today's 5-Minute Arts Roundup, we will highlight a number of cultural events on the calendar, but I first want to draw your attention to the Macrocosmos Project, created by duo pianists Stephanie and Sar.
We bring together the amazing musician community here to basically present a musical marathon of living composers. Every year we have, quote, a project, whether it's a certain piece or a theme. I guess the concept behind it is musical curation. You create this huge canvas of an idea and then music that sort of fits with it. And then you put it together in this kind of lengthy but very easygoing evening with lots of wine and refreshments. That sounds more like the old days, but it'll come back. It'll come back.
Typically a one-night marathon, this year's Macrocosmos Project takes place over 2 nights. The first occurred on June 24th, and the second event is Tuesday at the Japanese Garden.
The theme this year is Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman. Both concerts are really dedicated to and in honor of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, of course, we lost very recently. So both events are really in her honor and in her spirit and in her, intrepid ways, if you will.
So in her honor, when she was asked, when will there be enough female Supreme Court justices? And she said, when there will be 9, because, there's been 9 men, so why not 9 women? So we decided that each evening will feature 9 women composers. Actually, I guess the first one, we added an extra one. So 10 was the first one, and the Japanese Garden will be another 9. And altogether, if you add them up, that's 19 women composers. So we're also celebrating the 19th Amendment. And just this incredible richness of voices of women composers from all over the world. On the 24th, we had primarily women of Black, Brown, and White descent, and the Japanese Garden will be primarily of Asian descent. But the music is just so incredibly varied and rich, and just a full-blown celebration.
This music by Meredith Monk, performed by Stephanie and Sar, is featured on this year's Macrocosmos Project. You can find out more about the concert, which they're planning on turning into a film, at the website macrocosmosproject.org. I'm Krista Wessel. This is Northwest Previews. Also happening in our region, in theater, Penguin Productions in Newburgh stages The Importance of Being Earnest. The Original Practice Shakespeare Festival continues in parks around the Portland area. And Broadway Rose Theater mounts the devilishly funny musical comedy Analog and Vinyl. Now, in the world of dance, you can check out Dance Wire Momentum next week as they take over the Old Moody Stages. That's a new indoor venue at Zidell Yards. And in music, pianist Sophie Lippert joins cellist Gretchen Yanover on Sunday at the Classic Piano's Church House for a program of classical, jazz, and original music. Also on Sunday, the Portland Cello Project presents an extreme cello summer dance party at The Lot at Zidell Yards. On Monday, the Portland Symphonic Choir presents a virtual performance entitled Joyful, Joyful. It's a program focusing on spirituals and gospel music. And Chamber Music Northwest's Summer Festival continues, entering its final week with both live and virtual concerts. There's more information about all of these events in the calendar at allclassical.org. Today's episode of Northwest Previews is available in the audio archive at our website, and you can also subscribe to Northwest Previews as a podcast. I'm Krista Wessel. Thanks for tuning in. Northwest Previews returns next Friday morning at 8.